It is Mind Food Radio, and I welcome to the show from Cooking for Change, Christian Casper. Hello, Christian.
G'day, Nikki. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you're working in an esteemed company. You're working with Erin Simpson and Dick Frizzell on Cooking for Change. What is it?
Well, Cooking for Change is an initiative that we've started about 2 years ago to support food banks and some food initiatives in New Zealand, support them financially and, of course, with lots of food as well.
Okay, so why did you decide that this was something that was important, Christian?
Dick and I have been working together for about 5 years now on his art business, and we were involved in that Great New Zealand Cookbook on the design side, and it was really successful, and we thought we should do something similar, but just do something for charity, you know, not just for ourselves, just, you know, help other people, you know, because we've been lucky enough to have a good business, you know, and a good sort of distribution throughout the country. So we decided just to help some other people that are not quite as lucky as we are.
And there's a lot of them, let's be real. And they've been getting quite a lot of press lately. So what are Cooking for Change going to be doing? Because I know there's been quite a lot of media around it of late. So what's the big project?
Well, we've just launched a cookbook last year, and I just heard from our publishers that we've entered in the New Zealand book charts at number 8 this week, which is amazing, you know, after a week. So we've over the past 18 months, we've visited and we've cooked with about 110 celebrities, New Zealand celebrities. So we visit them at home, cook with them, and we've put that all into a wonderful cookbook.
Oh, that's good. Okay, now this is perfect timing for Father's Day. And again, you could do another bit of a run before Christmas, couldn't you? Because that's a good gift.
Oh, absolutely. It's an everyday gift, really. It doesn't have to be Father's Day or Christmas. And it can be just a 10th of October gift if you want to.
That is the beauty of it. And the really good thing about what you've done is everybody's got a dish they like to show off with, haven't they? You know, they've got the favourite. It's like the dish they would take to a potluck dinner.
Yeah, probably. They're all like, I actually just had a look through it this morning, and about 95 of the dishes have got an easy status, you know, they're easy to make. There's one that's a bit more sophisticated, which is Robin Malcolm's Croque and Boost, but the rest is absolutely easy to make.
Okay, so if we'd like to buy the book so that we can help these charities, where do we get it? Is it all online or is it in bookshops?
Well, it's in all bookshops around the country, so you get it at Whitcoll's, Paper Plus, The Warehouse, and all the smaller boutique bookstores as well.
Fantastic. Now, the other thing is, if anybody would like any more information about Cooking for Change, it's www.cooking4change.co.nz. So everything people need to know is on there. Now, we've got an event that's coming up in Dunedin on the 15th of September. What do these events entail?
Well, the guys from Silverton Farms have supported us for the past 2 years, and they've been really amazing. So they've put on an event at Vault 21 in the Octagon, and they've invited quite a few people around. So, yeah, Dick's going to be there, and a few other Cooking for Change team members will be there. So it's going to be a fun night with lots of food and lots of banter and lots of books, probably.
No doubt. Well, Christian Casper from Cooking for Change, I wish you all the best for that particular event, and thank you guys very much for the fabulous job that you're doing. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Nikki.